Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
As ecologist Holger Bohm reported to the recent Conrad Symposium on Oil Sands Reclamation, the WEC study on wildlife habitat effectiveness and connectivity is discovering some interesting things about wolves. Holger estimates that with the 10 packs identified so far, there are 60 to 80 wolves in the WEC oil sands study area. The wolves travel about 9 kilometers a day and generally keep to defined ranges, except for two packs in the south.
So it's very exciting for us to follow, and we can see that one of the packs is actually moving into another home range more and more. Unfortunately, given that we only have one or two radio callers per pack, this is our one wolf. So if we find someone who's a little more adventurous than other wolves, then we might just see that and then assume the whole pack is doing something, but it might not be the case. We always have that romantic notion that the pack is this family group that never changes and they all stick together, which is partially true, but sometimes there's a little bit of a soap opera going on indeed. And, you know, one wolf is moving over and seeing someone from the other pack, and it's a little bit of a Romeo and Juliet story where you're going to go over to the enemy every once in a while, I guess.
Holger Bohm says WEC is also learning new information on what wolves eat. Thanks today to Syncrude. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.